Exodus chapter number 10 and verse number 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt,
yes,
and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. The Bible said here, and Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locust.
Right.
In chapter 14, in verse number 8, the Bible said here, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Verse 21 there, the Bible said, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that day, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided.
Right.
And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night.
Yes.
And made the sea a dry land, and the waters were divided.
Yes.
In the book of Genesis chapter 8 and the first verse, there's a familiar verse here. Everybody could probably quote. The Bible said, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark.
Right.
And God made a wind to pass over the earth.
Touch you tonight.
And the waters assuaged. The Bible here said, and God made a wind to pass over the earth.
Yes.
And the waters assuaged. Would you stretch your hand this way? And let's pray that the Lord would touch us.
Lord, would you touch my brother tonight?
Precious Lord, and loving Savior, as we come before your presence, we do thank you.
Spirit of God,
for your presence and your spirit that's right here among us.
Touch him tonight, God.
We ask you to move. We ask you to work. Touch each and every heart in life.
Yes, dear God, we praise you. We thank you tonight, God.
In the name of Jesus. And we'll pray.
Jody, tonight, God, I pray, Lord. Touch him.
All that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, verse number 9. Now, the Bible said, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Right.
And there is no new thing under the sun. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Right, right.
There is no new thing under the sun. We know we can take that verse in a whole lot of ways. We realize that there ain't never been a meeting that the enemy hadn't fought. There ain't never been a service among God's people that hadn't been tested, that hadn't been tried, that hadn't been hindered. The brother Lord was telling me before church that they had a little hindrance trying to get here. And the Lord knows all about that.
Yeah.
And we realize that the adversary of our soul is about his business. that there ain't never been a midweek service that He has not tried in some way to stop the Lord from having His will to be done. We read about the children of Israel in several places here. And we can read in every book of the Bible. We can read about every prophet in the Bible. We can read about every apostle in the Bible. And all of the Lord's people, every one of them has been fought and tested and tried. Especially when they wanted to reach the Lord and to touch Him. We know the Bible tells us to feel after the Lord if haply we might find Him, knowing that He be not far from every one of us. I believe the choir was trying to feel after the Lord. And I thank the Lord for that. Seeing the brethren and the sisters lift their hands and trying to put their heart into the singing. But you can rest assured in your heart that they were hindered in many ways. That they were trying to be tested and tried in many ways. All the effort that's been put into this meeting, it has been tested and it will be tested. It has been hindered and it will be hindered. There'll be things that'll come up and we'll just scratch our heads and say, how did that happen? I never expected that to take place. Why did this have to happen at this time? It could have happened last week. It could have took place next week. But it happened right when we've been praying and right when we've been fasting and believing the Lord to reach our loved ones and believing the Lord to save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. But we realize that we have an enemy. And that's why the Bible said, woe unto the earth and unto the inhabitants of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath. And just because Moses came and he said, God told me, let my people go. That don't mean that Pharaoh is just going to fold up and say, well, go and worship and go and live for God. His words were, who is the Lord and I should obey Him? Why should I let you go? Just because the Lord said. And that's when the battle started. And we must realize, just because we said, I want to have camp meeting, I want the Lord to move and work, that don't mean He's just going to sit down. You can get ready, for there's nothing new under the sun. If He pursued them, He's going to pursue us. I'm glad that 7 o'clock came. And Brother Mike said, we're glad to be here. Opened up camp meeting in 2008. But He didn't stop then. I wasn't able to stop it. I wasn't able to close it down. But now that they've started, I'll keep pursuing. I'll try to get them so troubled. I'll try to get them so busy. I'll try to get them so vexed that they cannot have church. You said before, church, you just got off of work. That makes it kind of hard to get all greased up and ready and get into service, don't it? When you still got the day running through your head. And you still got the problems at work running through your mind. We can see Pharaoh and he said, okay, go on. All our children, firstborns are dead. Just get out of here. I don't want to see you anymore. Thank God we don't have nothing else to worry about. Praise the Lord. They went out with a high hand. Did you hear what the Bible said? They went out with a high hand. They didn't leave with their heads hanging. The Bible said they went all through Egypt and they borrowed. They didn't borrow a little bit. Give me everything here. You can take it all. Just get away from us. They went out, not a poor people. They went out laden with riches. They went out laden with blessings. They may have went into that place with not much and empty. But they're leaving saying, praise God. Not only is God taking us out, even, but He's given us a lot to go with us, all to understand. And then they realize, what's that dust rising up? And Pharaoh said, I'm coming after you. You mean it ain't over? No, sir. He's not just going to sit down and lose His subjects and His slaves easily. And all just because we started camp meeting, already felt His presence, He's still going to come and try to stop and end their lives.
Come on now.
Oh, I feel the good spirit. Went out with a high hand. But it didn't take long for that high hand to start coming down. There is many in this church right here that God has blessed at different times in your life, and you had a high hand. I mean, you left this building feeling like, I ain't never going to get off of this cloud. I ain't never going to get away from this touch and this blessing. But it wasn't very long till the Bible said they looked at Moses and they said, did you bring us out here to die in this place? At least we had graves over there. Don't you see they're coming and we can't fight? We may have some riches here, but we don't have swords. We may have some garments here, but we don't have any shields. And look, Moses, there they come. What are we going to do? And the Bible said the Lord spoke to him and he said these words, stretch your hand out over the sea. I don't know why God could have spoken immediately and said part and it would have parted. But the Bible said he sent a wind and it blew all that night long. And God has reasons and purposes for what he does. If he delivered us immediately and we never fought again, we wouldn't know his power. But can you imagine going through a whole dark night and all you can hear is that wind howling and that water moving and that ground drying? If we'll let God this week, it may take all week long, but if we'll let him, he'll move on us in such a way, and he'll charge us in such a way, and he'll lift us in such a way that we don't have to fall. Genesis. What's that mean? Beginning. Genesis, the beginning. The start of it all. And that's the first place you read. It didn't say the Lord made just any wind. He said there, I read to you in Genesis chapter 8 and verse number 1 where it said, and God made a wind. And it blew upon the face of the earth. And the waters of swag. If anybody knows what they are singing about, send the rain, send the fire, send the wind, send the Holy Ghost and power. Not only does a church know what that is, but we have an adversary that knows very well just what that is. I want you to understand there ain't nothing new under the sun. And he went after them and kept going. When they got across the Red Sea, he didn't stop. If there ain't no Egyptians left, he'll move on a Philistine. And when the Philistines are gone, he'll move on the Amorites. And when they're gone, he'll move on the Canaanites. And when they're gone, he'll move on the Perizzites. He's never going to run out of tools to fight us with until the Lord even breaks them clouds again. But I ought to understand, in every time, in every instance that he has fought and come after God's people, we can read again and again, and the Lord, he sent a wind. What about it, Jonah? Does he have something for the backslider? And the Bible says, and the Lord sent out a great wind and a mighty tempest and it stopped him in his tracks. Don't you understand? There ain't nothing new under the sun. What has been, it is still today. And the Lord still has a Holy Ghost wind that can arrest our loved one. I was reading. I found it in Genesis. I found it in Exodus.
Come on now.
So hungry. I ain't gonna be able to make it.
Come on.
So hungry.
Come on now.
I can't go on, Moses.
Come on,
so hungry.
Come on.
Can the Lord, didn't they say, can the Lord make a furnish a table?
Yeah.
In the wilderness?
In the wilderness. Yeah.
You don't know when how bad. You see the meat? You say, can the Lord furnish a table in the wilderness? Where will we find flesh for this many people to eat? It is impossible. They're going to keep complaining. They're going to keep murmuring. We're going to lose our church, Moses. We're going to lose our church. It's breaking at the seams right now. Don't you hear them out there saying, we need flesh and we ain't got no flesh. If we don't have no flesh and we don't have no meat to eat, and I don't think we can stay, we're going to go looking. If it ain't here, we'll go find it somewhere. Can we keep the church together in this day when they got so much to offer and they're being offered and they're being presented? Hear me just a little while. And we hear people saying, even in some churches, can the Lord furnish a table in this wilderness? Yes, it worked back in the 40s and the 50s when they didn't have nothing to do but stay at home. But in 2008, when they all got cars and they all got this and they're here and there and everywhere, can God prepare a table in this year, in this time, in this generation? I'm concerned about my children, but not on God's side. I'm not.
Come on, brother. Come on.
All right, brother. Oh, it's good,
brother. Oh, Aaron rubbing his hands. What are we going to do? It's even getting into my tent, Moses. I'm hearing my children say, I sure would like to have some flesh meat. And the Bible told us you can read it. And the Bible said, and the Lord sent a great wind. And it began to blow. Wonder what that breeze is for. Wonder what that breeze is for. We may not know, but we have an enemy that does. I'm in trouble. That church is fixing to be meshed back together. That church is fixing to be brought back together. And that wind's a blowing. And the Bible said, here come the quake. What's all them little dots? What's all them? They didn't have to shoot a one of them. Not with a sling, not with a bow, not with an arrow. They didn't have to shoot a one of them. And the Bible said they come and quail. And it's coming up, it's going past the ankles. Hey, they're just coming in there and landing. They're just coming in there right at the children's feet. Just like the manna. The Bible said even the lame man was no lack. It didn't matter if all he could do was take one step. There was something for him. It didn't matter if he couldn't even take a step. If all he could do was just sit there and lay on his bed. All he had to do was reach over, because he had no lack. Listen to me here. I'm trying to preach nice. Amen. That his wind, it still blows. In this hour, amen, we're seeing up abound. The grace of God, it doeth much more abound. What are you going to do for your church, Ezekiel? They're dry. They're dead. Ain't nothing but bones left. They've lost their testimony. They've lost everything. It's all gone. And God said, prophesy unto the wind. For what has been, it shall be again. And I'm trying to tell us, you can get help.
Come
about the bus.
Come on, come on,
brother.
Preach.
Son of man, are you going to get through this? Son of man, can this church make it? Son of man, can this family stay together? Son of man, can these young people stay saved? Son of man, will Israel stay a nation? He said the Spirit of the Lord was on him and set him down in the midst of a valley. And lo, they were very many and they were very dry. That's where they was in Israel, wasn't it? Some 400 years. How dry do you get in 400 years without a move of God? How dry do you get in 400 years when all you feel is a whip on your back? And somebody telling you, get in my brick pit and work, 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 work. What about the temple? What about the tabernacle? What about the Lord? What about the scriptures? What about our God? What about our raisin? What about our heritage? Get in a brick pit. How dry can you get in 400 years? And he looks at Ezekiel and he says, can they live? Can you have kept meeting? Can you have real revival? You may have a series of services, but can you have a move of God? And he looked back and he said, Lord God, thou knowest. I don't really know what to say. I don't know how to answer. And he said, son of man, you prophesy through the wind. But Lord, that was in Genesis. That was in Exodus. Right now we're in Ezekiel. Son of man, when I make something, it's always there. When I create it, listen to me, church. Our God loves us. He has created a way for us to get help. He's got enough power to fill this house. He's got enough power to lift us high. We got a family. I hope I'm right. I think they're in their 60s. Been coming now. I don't know. Probably going on close to a year.
Come on, brother.
He's pastored more than one Baptist church. I really didn't know when they came the first time. But they kept coming.
Come on.
They got them altars.
Come on.
And they got to cry and they got to weep.
Oh, God.
Can God deal with something like that?
Come on.
When they've been raised and they've been taught and it's been drilled in them. I heard her testify a while back. And she said, I don't know about this Holy Ghost or not. But if it's real, I want it. Great. What's that last holiday we had? Memorial Day. Is that what it was? Memorial Day. Memorial Day. On a Monday. My phone rang. We was driving down the road going to Alabama to have my parent, my wife's parents. And it was Sister Napier on the phone. And she said, Brother Jody, and you know, she's just kind of crying. I could tell she's crying and laughing at the same time. Brother Jody, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, come on, speak, sister. Tell me what's going on. Brother Jody, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Jody, then she'd start crying. Brother Jody, what's going on here? Is something wrong? No, there sure ain't nothing wrong. And she said, the Lord baptized me this morning with the Holy Ghost. And she said these words, hey, can't nobody tell me that it ain't real. Listen to me, church. Even I'm trying to tell us, God, God has made us. Even he told us, even out of every temptation, he will make a way of escape. What is that way? Elijah tell you when the Bible said a whirlwind came down and chariots of fire and they lifted him up. I'm here to tell us God's got a wind to lift you out of your trouble and put you in a high place and put you in a wonderful place and put you in a blessed place where you can get help. A couple of Fridays ago at church, she stood up and said, can I testify? You think I'm going to tell you no? Come on. Speak. And she said, at one time, I would have said, I don't know about it. But I know. I don't know. That's real.
All right.
Her husband, tear running down his face. And he told me this. I want what my wife got. Praise God. He's out there working in the garden. Had his cell phone with her on the day that it happened. And she called him and said, you better get in here. You better get in here now. What's wrong, Summer? No, they ain't. That's the Old Testament. All that wind's in the Old Testament. Every bit of it. And I've been reading to you, but let me just read a little more here in the Old Testament. In Song of Solomon, in chapter number 4 and verse number 16, listen to this. He said, you're awake. Who do you want to wake up? Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south, blow upon my garden.
Yeah.
I know it's up there.
Yeah.
I know it's up there. Because what God starts, it don't never end. What God starts, it don't never stop. Listen to me. He said, "Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, and blow upon my garden." And we find that in the book of Acts, in chapter number 2. And the Bible told us, and they were all gathered together in one when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were gathered together in one place, in one mind, one accord. And suddenly, they heard from heaven a sound. They may not know what it was, but the devil does. They're fixing to be endued. They're fixing to get power. They're fixing to start preaching. They're going to witness. They're going to reach someone. I'm trying to tell us it will get God's wind. Not just a blowing this church, a blowing your hearts. There'll be deeds done. And the Lord will help hearts. I got to hurry. My wife will get us a song.
Touch
you
tonight, God.
And the Lord sent a strong east wind.
Right.
And it blowed all that day.
Yes.
And all that night.
All that night. Touching, Lord.
And the children of Israel went across. There may be some things in between you and really where you need to get in God.
Right.
I can't lay this down. Got a hold on me.
Come on, bro.
I want to anoint.
Yes.
Seems like sports have got a lot of people like
come
it.
Come on, brother.
Boy, you're right.
Come on. Bless you, God. You're right.
Down there in Alabama, there's a little drugstore. It's got a little food shop in it. A little restaurant. They got a plaque up there. With that man, Bear Bryant.
Yes.
He's standing in front of a Red Sea and it's parted. And he's holding some commandment looking things in his arm. And the football team's going across. Another one in that same place. They got him on, that man, you know, he has some kind of famous hat he wears. And they got him on a cloud. And there's a halo around that hat. And there's lightning bolts coming out from the cloud. A lot of people just got a hold of him. I just can't. You just stretch your hands out over the altar. Like Moses did his rod. And I want to guarantee you something. You really stretch yourself out over his altar. Put your hands out. Just like he held his rod out over there. And you let his wind blow all day.
Yeah.
And you let his wind blow all night. And you'll be surprised at how easily you'll say, "I just don't want that anymore. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to cross on over."
Yes, yes.
Yeah, help me out here. When did she get her tambourine? On Egypt's side?
No.
You said on the other side? That's after Pharaoh's drowned, ain't it? And the whole army has drowned. And the Bible said, and they washed up on the shore. Woo! Hallelujah! There's been a few things washed out of my heart, just like him.
Come on, man.
The Holy Ghost. Woo! I mean, I was bound by some things.
Alright.
And I got in his presence. And I don't know how he done it, but he let me stand, and right there they were. They used to be just locked in here and they wouldn't come out. No matter how hard I pulled on them, they wouldn't come out. But I got up out of the altar, and right there they were. Laying right there.
Right.
And I know now why she grabbed that tambourine and said, "The horse and the rider."
Yeah.
As he drowned it in
sleep.
Woo! Hallelujah. The horse and the rider. As he drowned it in the sea. What are you talking about? All night long and all day long. We felt his power. It wasn't just wind blowing. Wind can blow anywhere. But that came from the north. And it blew down here in the south where we was at. And it cleansed us. And it revived us. Even I'm here to tell us, what about Ezekiel? When that wind got to bone, bone came to bone. Flesh came on it. Skin came on it. And they stood up. I'm trying to tell that God can help you.
Right.
Stand with us.
Touch you tonight, God.
My.
Precious Holy God.
some keys? Who got some keys? I left my
here. Home. That's kind of far.
There's a preacher back in the 1800s in England. His name was F.B. Meyer. He was praying to get saved. He described it in one of his books. Like he said, I had a key ring with all the keys to everything I loved in life.
Right.
And he said in that altar, the Lord said, give me them keys. He said, I took one key that I loved off of that ring and I laid all the rest of them on the altar. And I slid it in my pocket.
Come on, brother.
And he said, I felt them eyes of the Lord look on me and said,
right.
Hand me that shiny little key that you put in your pocket. And he said these words. He wrote it. He said, I took it out and I said, I don't think I can. But I'm willing if you will take it. I'm willing for you to have it. I don't know how long he is in that hall. But he said, I felt him reach into my hand and take that little key out of my hand.
Right.
And take it away from me. And I want to tell you, there ain't nothing you'll ever feel any better than when you let God take a hindrance out of your heart. And I feel like I touched the hindrance there a while ago. God can deliver you. While my wife's singing, this altar's open. I'm trying to preach to you. There is still a wind. I want to say it like this. There is still a Holy Ghost that'll blow in your life. It'll help you get over, get past, and get through. Come, I feel the good Holy Ghost in this place.
Just the same old thing.
Are you? You'll have to be tired of
in His holy name. I'm tired of the man-made
Are you tired? God made a way. God has made a way. And it's here for us. Go to Jerusalem and tarry. Go to Jerusalem and tarry. And I'll meet with you there. He'll meet with you up here. Come, everyone that will. This altar's open. Holy Ghost is drawn. The Holy Ghost is drawn. He'll move in your life. He'll move in your heart. He'll send it. Come, come. All these are praying. You come up here with us. Oh, you need to be coming. You need to be moving. You need to be walking and touching this way. Let the Lord move in your heart. Come, come, church, come. Oh, Lord, let it blow in my life. Let it work in my heart. Oh, let it move in my soul. He'll touch you. He'll move on. Oh, He'll do a work in your life if you will allow Him.
Lord, enough is enough. We're ready to drink from Your cup. We're ready, Lord.
Nothing better than feeling His presence. Being endued with His power. power. He'll touch your life. He'll make a difference in your soul if you will allow him. Oh, let's pray, saints. Send it, Lord, and don't let it just blow on us for a little while. Move on us. Move on us. Move on us. Move on us. Do in my life what you want to be done. Do in my heart what you desire to be done.
I'm tired of religion's formalities.
Oh.